prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 2 November 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. Boy, you're in for a treat tonight. We're going to bring up in a few minutes Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And she is one rugged warrior. I'm telling you, she is absolutely like a bulldog. She grabs a hold, she doesn't turn loose. We'll get Dr. Sherry in a few minutes. I'll tell her, give us the latest updates with her, we'll say, trial of faith. And then share maybe what her and Coach and Dave, are doing together. Wonderful work. Before we do that, I'll make a couple announcements, if you don't mind. I got a prayer request tonight sent in to me from a listener for Brian Farrow. Brian Farrow is right now in the hospital on a ventilator. Whatever you think about that, I don't know. But Larry, ask us to keep Brian Farrow in our prayers, folks. And I know there are prayer warriors out there. I know that for a fact. I've seen the results of your prayers. Please keep them in your prayers. And also Joe and Kelly Cannon. Joe and Kelly under attack again from Adult Protection Services over the nonsense they've been through already. Keep them in your prayers, please, please. And this coming weekend, we're going to have Bible study. Starts at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We always have prayer requests and prayer reports the first half hour, 45 minutes. Then we go into current events, 11:30. Then at 1 o'clock, we'll be joined by Dr. Judy Mikovits. You do not want to miss this, folks. Again, this coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, prayer reports, prayer requests, then current events, 11:30 to 12:30, 1 o'clock, Dr. Judy Mikovits. You can listen to us if you want to go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream, and there we are. You'll see a number on the board behind me where you can call, make comments, ask questions if you like. If you don't have a computer to listen on, you can listen on the phone line. Simple number, no extensions, just dial 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. And don't forget, I'll mention this for a couple more rest of this month on the 3-for-1 on the REM sleep and the tranquil. And folks, as once these are going, I'm not at all sure we're going to have any more coming in. The REM sleep I use every day is a fantastic product that helps you rest. It doesn't make you sleep, it allows you to rest. And Tranquil, if you have a kind of an uptight day, Tranquil is all natural supplements that help you kind of unwind a little bit and be able to even think a little bit clearer. They're both available. Three, you buy one, get two free. If either one of them, just have a call and let us know which one you want. And of course, our newest book, I just talked to the printer today. He's waiting for the final edit on our newest book coming out. It should be available hopefully by next week at the latest. We're working out, folks, as fast as we can. The gentleman was helping edit the book. Was riding with his daughter back from the airport and got in a car wreck. A drunk hit him. They're okay. but kind of slow them down a little bit, so we're getting that to you as soon as possible. And thanks for being patient with us. And of course, the Super Quick Clean Gun. If you haven't heard that about that product yet, you need to let us know. We'll send some flyers on it so you understand what's going on, because you'll not be sorry that you got this product, folks. It's not just for cleaning your guns, which is vitally important, and keep them absolutely rust-free, guaranteed, even in sitting in the rain. It's also good for anything around the house, for cleaning up tools. Anything that's metal or wood, or anything that needs to be able to slide back and forth. This is a dry lubricant. It's patented. No one knows what a patent is, but God invented it. It's good to put a cap on your gas tank to increase your car's mileage, because it makes the motor run that much slicker. But it's available, folks. Different sizes. Call and get prices if you like at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. The lady we're about to bring up here tonight, I got to meet personally in Missouri a few months ago. I cannot believe we're back in August, and here we are in November. How fast time is going by. Got to meet her and give her a hug, and I'll tell you now, she's a good hugger, folks. She is. But anyway, got to meet her, spend a little time with her. What an honor and a privilege to meet this lady. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny had been out in the front lines for a long time, trying to tell people what's happening, warn people, educate people, travels all the country trying to do the same thing. And now she's in a partnership, I guess you could say, with Coach Dave Dobemar, trying to develop another frontline ally on our side to help us fight this battle that we're all facing. And I don't know how else to put it, except this woman is in my mind, a heroine. And she surely is not afraid to take on the dog pack face on. I know that for a fact. And Dr. Sherry, are you there?
I am. Good evening, Pastor Butch.
Hey, good evening, sweetheart. It's so good to see you, or hear from you, I should say. And I may have mentioned before, but when I met you in Missouri, it was just such an honor to meet you and get to spend a little time with you. You know, I look at people like you and other speakers, and other doctors too, Dr. Bidet and Dr. Mekovich and all that you all are doing. I really admire you folks. I mean, Dr. Sherry, you have been in this battle for a while. You've been to the trenches, and you've been attacked. You've been misaligned. You've been lied about. You've been, well, all I can say is welcome to the battle, because you're certainly involved in it, aren't you?
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, if you're going to be in the front line, you can expect bullets in the chest and arrows in the back. You get arrows in the back from friendly fire, and you just keep marching on, because that's what God tells you to do.
Amen. That's very true. That's very true. And I don't know how we're going to catch up on all you've done the last few months on an hour's program. But to get caught up on I know you've been under attack personally, and I don't know what you can share with that or can't share with that. But whatever you can share with the folks to explain to what has cost you to stand for the truth. Now, you've been a doctor for how many years now? At least 10, right?
Oh, you're so kind. Let's just say it's been over 30. How does that sound?
Okay, that sounds great. And up until this time, until this with this COVID nonsense, had it been fairly smooth riding for you in most cases?
Oh, no. I mean, I started investigating problems associated with vaccines in September of 2000. I've written a couple of books. I've written dozens of articles and literally been on hundreds, if not now, you know, over the years, probably thousands of radio shows and radio interviews and podcasts and things like that. And so, you know, it's been ups and downs over the years. You know, there's been things that, you know, they come out, they attack you, they call you tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, they call you all sorts of names that, you know, now the latest thing has been the disinformation dozen. It's been, you know, all the different things that they've been saying that's just not true. And, you know, there's an expression from Pastor Butch that they say, if you cut out a man's tongue, it does not prove him a liar. It simply means you're afraid of what he might say.
Amen.
And so all the censorship stuff that's happened in the last year and a half, I've lost over a million followers between Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Podbean. When I topped over a million downloads on my Podbean account, they took down the entire account. which is kind of interesting given the fact that the next day I got an autoresponder email from them that said, congratulations, you now have over a million downloads on your podcast, and we'd only had that podcast up and running for 8 months. And so in 8 months, we'd build up the following. Now, the good news about that is that we still had all the great interviews, and we're rebuilding them over on drtenpenny.com so people can listen to past interviews. You can be, there's a free section up there where we do twice a week. We do free podcasts, and then twice a week we do what's called the Deep Dive podcast that go into our premium membership area. And it's $20 a month to keep us, to continue to support what we do. And I just did three podcasts today, as a matter of fact, two for the free account and one for the premium account. One with Dr. Russell Blaylock that we talked about the travesty of what's going to happen to children's brains as they start developing 5- and 6-year-old brains these shots. And then I did two interviews, a This Week with Dr. T, which will get posted next week, and a deep dive interview with Dr. Michael Lake, who you probably know. He's written a whole bunch of books. He's written The Shinar Directive, Preparing the Way for the Son of Perdition, and he's written three more books that I've been plowing through. These were two of the better interviews I think I've done in the last year that I've been doing podcasting. They're not the people who really, really shouldn't miss those interviews, talking about, the recirculation from Genesis 6.
Oh, did we lose her? Am I still in the air, Todd? There you are. Okay, I lost you for a second.
Just doing the same thing that that Nimrod and the Babylonians and the Babylonian mystery schools did back in the days right after the Noah flood. So as in the Bible, when they say, as in the days of Noah, that people
Absolutely.
Were so focused on evil, it was such a destruction. We talked about a lot of that. And so, the podcasts are really, really important to us, and they get out a lot of incredibly good information. And so for people who are interested in hearing them or learning more, if you go to drtenpenny.com and click on the podcast button, you'll get a lot of great information in that area.
Well, you mentioned something that I'm seeing very clearly is it wasn't days of Noah with the DNA perversion that happened before the flood. It's the same thing happening now. We know that's true. We know that they're changing DNA. You and Dr. Bidet and others have opened that up very clearly, what's happening right there. But I know that you've written many books on vaccinations. I know you've been under a lot of fire before. But I do believe this latest COVID nonsense has increased your persecution to a different level, has it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, when I testified in Ohio down at the health committee, I believe it was in July, they took everything out of context and they blew it up all across mainstream media to where Brian Williams and Stephen Colbert and all the regular cast of characters were calling me out by name and saying that I was this crazy physician who, how dare I speak to the health committee and just put conspiracy theories in front of them. And so it's gotten pretty heated. They're trying really hard to take my medical license, which started in August. And, the first thing they wanted to do was have me go in the middle of, I think it was the end of September. No, it was the end of August. I was supposed to go to a meeting with a psychiatrist to have a psychiatric evaluation because they were saying that there must be something mentally wrong with me. And not only did they set up the appointment, but I was supposed to take $2,000 with me to pay the psychiatrist for doing the evaluation. So it's sort of like taking the bullets to your executioner and handing them to you, And so,
So insane. Go ahead.
When I got the long letter from them, and they were like quotes that I said off a podcast and things they took off of my website. I mean, I'm flipping through this, 14-page letter. I'm going, so what do you want? What do you want me to do? So I get down to the end, and so State Medical Board is requesting, by the power given forth to them by the Ohio Revised Code, that I have a psychiatric evaluation. I stopped flipping pages, and I went, you got to be kidding me. What? I mean, of all the things they could accuse me of, this is what they want me to do? That you can't be serious. So I hired Tom Renz, our wonderful attorney friend, who wrote them a pretty scathing letter and said that this was not in good faith, and it was harassment, and they needed to stop. Well, then they sent me another letter saying that there was an anonymous complaint about me, and I needed to come down to the board to be interrogated, and that was the word that they actually used in the letter. And I was not allowed to, in so many words, I was not allowed to have legal representation with me, which is violation of everything in terms of our law. So we've just recently sent them back a follow-up letter that basically says, cease and desist, you are in violation of the law, and if you want to continue with along this lane, I guess we're going to see you in court. So so we'll see what their answer is. That just got sent back in the last couple of days. Very well-written letter, again, by Tom Rentz, who, by the way, thechristianrevolution.net, I know we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but thechristianrevolution.net is raising money to grant good causes, and we have granted Tom Rentz $20,000 a month in for the next year in order to fight medical board tyranny, not only in Ohio, but in other states across the country who are going after doctors like me and Peter McCullough and Ryan Cole and various people who are speaking the truth about the problems associated with these shots.
Well, you know, but you presented to the people you talked to, whether it's been on radio or anyone else, you presented facts and truths, documented facts and truths. So how does anyone get off calling you a conspiracy theorist or a nut when you have evidence in front of you? I mean, I know they lie. That's an understatement. But I know these things. But they really have a lot of gall to say that you're making this up when you have evidence, everything you say, in hard copy from the FDA and CDC and all of them. So you have all this, but they still say that you're insane. Literally, they're calling you insane. These are coming from talking heads. Go ahead.
Well, literally, what we've done is, I have two parts to that. One is, everything that I can back up, we've printed out a peer-reviewed medical journal articles to submit to them. The second part is the things that I couldn't back up, I presented as a conjecture. You know, you've seen these people across the internet that appear to have a magnetic charge, that they've got spoons and keys and all these other things sticking to them. We don't know what's causing that, but it's something interesting that bears investigation. We don't know what's happening with 5G. We're not really sure, but we need to look into it. And what about this? We're not sure, but we need to look into it. You know, we're only a few months into this, and there's a lot of things that we don't know. So even the things that I presented as in that format, as in conjecture, like this is something worthy of looking into, they took it all out of context and turned it around. And the reason that they do that, Pastor Butch, is because they can't confront me on the science. They can't confront any of the doctors who are talking about it on the science, about like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and the problems with these shots. So the only tool they have in their toolbox is name-calling, mudslinging,
yeah,
and character assassination.
Right.
It's like the bully on the schoolyard that they, you know, that what they do is they call you names instead of confronting you head on. And that's all they are, is a bunch of bullies in a schoolyard.
Well, they can't attack the truth, so they attack the truth bringer. That's obviously been true. I mean, it's happened to all of us someplace or other. I mean, I've been called before the FBI three times, called before a grand jury because of what I said, and obviously I'm not in jail yet, and actually converted one of the FBI agents, praise God. But nonetheless, this isn't anything new, especially to you. You've been in this war for a long time. That's just increasing in intensity because we're dealing with something now that's never happened before. I mean, we're seeing thousands upon thousands of deaths worldwide with this so-called vaccine. We know that according to the records of actual facts, that 81% of people who got catching COVID in the UK have been vaccinated. As a matter of fact, well, my family members come down with COVID after having the shot and the booster, come down with COVID just yesterday, according to the test, if you can believe the test, which you can't. So this is all a bunch of nonsense. And you know this, and you're seeing it. You're seeing people die from it. People are crippled from it. I have several close friends and family members who've taken a shot, and within a week you're in the hospital. Right now, one of them is on the verge of death. These are things that we're seeing happen. So, Dr. Sherry, you're not conjecturing anything. You're bringing forth facts. and you're bringing forth enough evidence, even if you can't say, well, this is for real, there's enough evidence here, we need to look into it. So why aren't you doing it? I mean, now they're going to give shots to children, 5 to 11 years old. And I heard one of the so-called experts say, well, we're not real sure how much it's going to shoot. We can't give them a full dose. We're not real sure how much we should give them. So it popped in my mind that our children are going to be experimental guinea pigs. Is that a fair way to put it?
Oh, that's probably a very nice way to put it. I mean, all of humanity right now is an experimental guinea pig. I mean, there's no long-term studies on any of this. And, you know, when you look backwards in time, you know, we just released the Pfizer shots and the Moderna shot in December of last year. We're not even a full year into this yet. And there's 17,000 reported deaths to bears and fast approaching a million adverse events. You know, by the way,
I got to say this, that only about 10% of the events reported to bears, you know that. So the deaths are much higher than been reported.
Somewhere between 1 and 10%. But let's be generous and say 10%. So that means 170,000 deaths. You know, Tom Renz filed a case in federal court from a whistleblower that found 45,000 people that died within 3 days of getting a shot. Then there was another whistleblower, and I think it was the Department of Defense documents, that said over 50,000 seniors died within 14 days of getting a shot. And so and the numbers just pile up. I mean, but nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares in the news, and your next door neighbor doesn't care either because they're lining up for their booster.
I mean, the news media, we know enough about a pack of vipers and wolves. That's all they are. 99% of them are about as crooked as they can come, and it can't get any worse. But they never say this. Although this is documented facts. What you said about bears is documented. But no one on the news mentions this. None of them. I don't care if it's ABC, CBS, Fox, or any of them. They don't mention it. You out there, along with some others, crying your eyes out and screaming to your horse, trying to get people to understand and see this, but the news media is not going to support you. But, Dr. Sherry, what really gets me is the evidence is not hard to find if people want to see it. But it seems like most people in this country don't want to see the evidence. They want to ignore it and trust government. God help us, that's what they want to do. And we're seeing the results of it. Now, you go ahead. I don't get carried away here, but this makes me angry that we can be so complacent in our own lives, in our children's lives, that we shrug our shoulders and move on like nothing's wrong. You go ahead.
Well, we get the government we deserve, and as it turns out,
amen.
We're going to suffer the consequences of our voluntary free will choices to roll up our sleeve and get a jab. There are no mandates. There is no even an executive order. It was a press release that came out, and people are going, well, I have to get it to keep my job. Well, excuse me, wasn't that the job you've been bitching and complaining about for the last 10 years? And now you're going to volunteer your health and possibly your soul in order to keep a job that you never liked in the first place? I mean, why don't you just trust God to deliver you to a better job? And stay and keep that out of your body and keep it away from your genetics. And do not bow your knee to a pharmaceutical product. You should be bowing your knee to the Lord Jesus.
You know, you just said something that is so simple and so straightforward. And I've said it, I know, 1,000 times, you have too. Why don't we trust God? We say that we're believers. We say we're born again. We say we love Christ, that we'll do anything for Him. We'll die for Him, but we won't obey Him. We won't follow Him by faith. We walk in fear. And as we have a T-shirt, and I need to send you one of our T-shirts. It says right at the top of it, "No fear," and the picture of a big lion standing amidst a flock of sheep. The lined up mask, the sheep are. Underneath it quotes scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. If he's not given the spirit of fear. And that T-shirt makes a statement without saying a word. And if you're walking in fear, my brothers and sisters, you're serving Christ. You're serving Satan. You are committing idolatry when you walk in fear. Faith and fear do not mix. Now, I can understand for a brief second why you might be afraid. I mean, boo, it scares you. I understand that. But then you put your mind on Christ and don't back up and stand up to it, and fear dissipates. And if dying scares you, you need to read Hebrews chapter 2 and find out how Christ took away the fear of death from us. Now you can get me preaching. Dr. Sherry, I don't mean to take up all your time, but these things are so important, what you're saying. But go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, if we, you know, people got this shot for pretty much three reasons. One was blind trust in a human being. And whether that human being was Fauci, or whether that human being was their doctor, or their pastor, or their priest, blind trust in a human being. Or they got it out of fear, and whether it was fear of getting sick, fear of dying, they got it out of fear. But those were spiritual issues. They needed to be taken up with the Lord. They needed to be going through their Bible and reading all of those couple hundred verses that say fear not, and putting that and praying about it every day and asking the Lord to take the spirit of fear from them, to take that
Amen.
Demon out of them. And then the third
Amen.
Reason, and I think more now than ever, I think that I would say that the vast majority of people that actually got the shot or are continuing to get shots or boosters are carnal conveniences. I have to get a shot or I can't go to the golf club. I have to get a shot or I can't see my grandkids. I have to get a shot or I can't get on that cruise ship. Or I have to get a shot or. Fill in the blank. People cannot
Amen.
Be inconvenienced.
And sadly, that's true. The fleshly pleasures are more important to us than serving Christ. That's just the bottom line. You don't give a paycheck, you don't give up your retirement check. It's a bottom line. It's all for the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh is what's causing us to follow this mandate, this so-called mandate. It's not a mandate. This is what's making us follow these rules and regulations. Fear, my friends, fear is what's causing the whole thing to come together. And we're getting ready to go to break in about a minute and a half here, Dr. Sherry. And after the break, I want to get into what you and you and Coach Dave are doing. The Christian Revolution is a fantastic move you're doing. I'm honored to support it, and I've tried to do what I can financially. I wish I were a millionaire, you'd be sitting pretty. But, you know, all us working together can make a big difference. It doesn't take a lot of money, it just takes some people with some courage to stand together. After the break, folks, we're going to take phone calls, as always, too, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We do want to hear from you. I do mean that. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is a lady that should be held up with high esteem and honor for what she's done and what she's still doing. The woman is busy, 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 and getting her lined out on a program is like trying to herd chickens sometimes, because she stays covered up with everything that's happening. So, anyway, we're going to break in just a few seconds. What do you want to say before we go to break?
I look forward to talking about the ChristianRevolution.net when we come back. And, you know, it's 8:30 now, my time. I've been on the phone for 12 hours, so, yeah, it's a busy day.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Okay, folks, we're at the break with your phone calls and comments, whatever you want to talk about. 844-769-2944. Get a pen and paper handy. We're going to show you how we can all work together and fight this demon. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Humana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All righty, folks, we are back. We're going to talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and we're going to give you an address in a little bit. I want you to write this down, please. I want you to try to support her and Dr. Coach Davis is doing to try to defend people in a lot of different causes that are righteous causes. I'm honored myself to be able to support him a little bit. I haven't been able to do all that I want to, but I'm doing what I can, because if everybody listening, we give a little bit, folks, we could do a lot of wonderful things to a lot of people. And Dr. Tenpenny and Coach Dave, I worked on this idea for a while, and he brought it forth a month and a half so ago, 2 months ago, and they are starting to make a difference already. Let's all stand together in prayer first for to our Father in Heaven to intercede for us in battle, but also for each other, that we can stand together and fight this battle. Folks, we're losing warriors. You know, of course, already, Russ Dizdar would be home with our Lord a couple of 3 weeks ago. We're losing warriors every day. People that we really can't afford to lose off the front line, but our Father knows best. He does. But we got to bolster each other's faith, bolster each other's courage, and truth and knowledge together to stand in this battle and in this gap for those that are innocent and cannot stand, like our children. Isn't it about time we got angry enough to say enough is enough? Isn't it about time we set up, stood on our hind feet, and said we're not backing any further? You come, you may knock us backward, but you got to fight to get there, because we're not going to get out of your way this time. We're going to stand up, speak up, and do something. Isn't it about time we start acting like true men and women of God and realize our birthright? We are citizens of heaven, according to Philippians chapter 3. We've been translated into the kingdom of Christ, according to Colossians chapter 2 or 1. I'm sorry. We are not citizens of this world, nor are we to be cowards before tyrants. Cowardice, my friends, is damning. It is lack of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. If you're walking in fear, you're not pleasing God Almighty. And I'm going to say this out of love. I don't think you're one of His children. If you are, you're very immature. You need to get back. You need to get back in the battle and get some knowledge in your heart and some strength in your heart, because we need men and women, not children on the battlefield. We need men and women. I'm going to go back to your guest, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Dr. Sherry, tell the folks about what you are doing with Coach Dave and others to help fight this battle.
Well, it all started actually at the Go Therefore conference in July that we were down. We all got together at that conference just north of Cincinnati, and we all met and we were all talking about the fact of all this tyranny that was happening and all the billions and even trillions of dollars that are being set out to get us to comply with these shots and to shut down businesses and to take away our privileges and to make us just turn into slaves. And at that point, the discussion turned to, well, we've got all of these people funding evil things. Who's raising money to fund good? And Coach Dave said, well, why don't we start doing that? And so Ohio Brett and Coach Dave had been working together to try to put something together, and they asked me to join them. And so we set up an organization that's called thechristianrevolution.net, and it's Christian, not conservative. Because our goal is that, in the Bible where Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith? Will there be, the churches have failed us so miserably. Will I find faith? Will I find people who are willing to stand up and stand in and do good? So we decided, the CDC has allocated for the year 2022, they've allocated $61 billion, with a B, $61 billion towards getting everyone to be compliant with all the different doses and booster shots. So we can't raise $61 billion, but what we're trying to raise is $100 million. Pastor Butch, which sounds like a lot of money, but if we can find 1 million Christians, 1 million Christians. Are there 1 million Christians left in this country? 1 million Christians who are willing to give $100. That will give us, for the first time ever, a significant pot of money to fund good in this country, to fund good projects, to fund a lawsuit, to fund educational efforts, to fund homeschooling efforts, to fund projects for good food and clean water and taking care of the homeless and getting kids out of the school system, getting seniors out of their places that they're stuck, that they have to get a shot to get them good medical care, to raise enough money to be able to start a parallel healthcare system that really treats people the way they're supposed to be treated, with respect, with prayer, with vitamins, with good nutrition, that we get them well instead of managing their diseases with pharmaceutical products. And so we started 2 months ago today, as a matter of fact, to raise the money to start funding good. And by God's grace and good blessing, we raised almost $400,000 in our first 2 months. So we're on our way to fund good projects. We are funding Lawfare first. We funded Tom Rentz to go after the Federation of State Medical Boards, to protect me against the State Medical Board, to protect other doctors in the state of Ohio and across the country when they're coming after their medical licenses. We've actually funded an attorney who's going to take on a couple of lawsuits against school boards who are mandating shots for young kids and are mandating that kids can get shot in schools without parental consent. So our first round is to fund lawsuits. And then we want to fund good projects in terms of food and water and growing crops. And we've run into some people that have had the most amazing ideas, and what they were really missing was just some capital, some funding to get them off the ground. So we've built our website, which is thechristianrevolution.net, where you can donate there online. And if you can donate $10 a month, ongoing on a monthly basis, that would be awesome. If you can donate $100, $1,000 or more, pray about it, read our website at thechristianrevolution.net, see what we're all about, see why we're raising the money. And what's really unique about what we're doing, Pastor Butch, is that we organization, not as a 501c3, We did not want to be under the thumb of the government. And if people feel like they need some sort of a tax benefit to donate to us, then we are the wrong organization. Donate to another 501c3 somewhere else. We set this up as an LLC, which means all the money that comes in, we are compelled to donate it and get it out of our pockets in terms of grants. If we don't get rid of it, we got to pay taxes on it. So for the first time,
yes. Dr. Sherry, you're kind of muffled. Are you speaking right into the microphone? Or the mic, you're kind of muffled.
It's kind of muffled.
I haven't moved 1 inch.
Okay, try that again.
Okay, try that again.
I hear an echo, too, so go ahead and try again. I can barely hear you.
Know what to tell
Looks
you.
Like,
I haven't moved an inch.
There you go. Now you sound better. You sound better. You sound much better. Great. Great. Okay.
I didn't move a single inch.
I have. Who knows? Hey, it's live radio. Anything can happen. Go ahead. All right. So so you are obviously doing quite well so far.
I want to finish that thought because it's the most important part. You know, we did not set this up as a 501c3. We set this up as an LLC because we're taking 20% of the money that comes in is going to pay our employees. We've already got 4 employees, pay our employees and our basic business expense. Then the other 80% of the money needs to be given away as grants because if we don't give it away, then we got to pay taxes on it. And we don't got to pay taxes about it. We want to put the money in terms of grants. And a grant, you don't have to, it's not a loan. The difference between a loan and a grant is a loan, you have to pay it back. A grant is a gift that you go do good things with. So we're just about ready to launch on our site the grant-making application where people can apply. It's not quite done yet, but keep checking back. We're setting up all of our social media sites. We've only been doing this for 2 months now. We traveled all across Oklahoma. We've been all the way up the East Coast. I'm going to be in Florida in a couple of weeks. And we're doing things to raise money to fund the good.
Okay. And let me ask you this. So what kind of grants are, who will you help? What's going to be some of the people that you can help? And folks, we'll get your phone calls in, I promise. But what are some of the people that you think you can help with this?
People we're funding lawsuits. We're funding projects. Like, for example, I ran into someone when I was in Tennessee that they have a project for a hydroponics project to grow vegetables inside of shipping containers that they can use the shipping containers so it can be all season long, and they can do these hydroponic projects that are large enough inside of what they're doing that they could put them in a church parking lot, and they could have the people go into from the church and raise all the vegetables and everything that are there, have the people take care of it, learn, teach the younger kids gardening skills, and have enough food for the parishioners. And they needed really to launch this project was some capital and some funding. We've talked to a couple of other people that have a really cool project about homeschooling and educational projects for kids. I mean, there's so many people out there that have great ideas. And what they're really just missing is either some seed money or some finishing it up project money to be able to launch good things for the world. I talked to somebody else today that there is a tail end of a project that is going to be a Christian broadcasting network that's going to do online training for the remnant. And so we're probably going to help to fund the end of their project. So we're looking for projects that do good things for large numbers of people out there in the world.
Amen. All right. Let's take a phone call. We're in our town. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome. Hello, Bruce. Is Bruce there? I don't hear Bruce. All right.
Can you hear me?
There we go. Yeah, come on in, Bruce. Gotcha. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Bruce, you're breaking up real bad. You're breaking up. We lost you again.
Can you hear me now?
Keep cutting it. Okay, try it again.
I just want to ask Dr. Tempany a couple questions.
Okay.
I don't know if she wants to say a few words. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
I just wonder if she wants to say a few words about what happened to Mike Trevisano. I know she was on his show a couple of times. I don't know if she wants to say a few words about that or not.
Well, okay. We know Mike got the shot. We know that Mike got the shot. He and several people that work on his staff and myself tried very hard to convince him otherwise. He listened to his primary care doctor, and in my opinion, and I have no proof of this, this is just my opinion, he's another casualty to the spike proteins that are produced that cause heart attacks and congestive heart failure and arrhythmias, because I was told that he died of a heart attack. Now,
okay.
You were on his show a couple of times, right?
Oh, quite a few times, actually, over the years. And we worked really hard to try to convince him not to get the shot, but he trusted his family doctor. And as in my opinion, and it's just my opinion, which I'm fully entitled to, but it's my opinion that, sadly, he's another casualty to one of the COVID shots.
Yeah, that's very, very sad. But another question about this graphene oxide. Isn't that tied into the 5G cell phone towers?
There's a lot of theories about that. There's two organizations that have claimed that they have found graphene oxide in large quantities. There's other organizations that say it's not. So all I can say about that is it's all conjecture and worthy of consideration.
Okay.
Okay, Bruce.
Great work. Great work, Dr. T. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Bruce. Mm-hmm. What a sweet phone call. Yeah, I heard about the talk shows. That was, well, what can I say, folks? You make your own choices, and sometimes you make the wrong one. But let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Butch. How you doing?
Yes.
You there?
Doing well, sir. Come on in.
What an honor to talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She's the greatest doctor, and thank God that we have doctors speaking up. You know,
Amen. The
good news is there was a local show here of an allergist that was speaking how dangerous these vaccines are, and I got his first name, and I'd forgotten it, but he's from Louisville, Kentucky, where I live, and I want to get a hold of him. This is what we got to do. Doctors, don't be afraid to speak out. This is your country. The globalists do not own you. Don't fear, like you were talking about tonight. Also, the Bible says, don't put unclean things into your body. God gave
That's
you
right.
an immune system of like vitamin D, zinc, and all the natural things that God put on the earth for your immune system to functionate properly.
I agree.
And I just so blessed. And Dr. Sherry Tiffany, I saw it in the DVD, COVID Land. Very well done. If you have not gotten a copy of that, you can make copies of it. Get it out to many people as you can. Because this is not COVID-19. This is a COVID Holocaust, what these globalists want to do to us.
Any comments, Dr. Sherry?
Agreed. Thank you. Agreed. This is,
Thank you, Chris.
There's a new word that I've been talking a lot about on the interviews I've been doing. It's called democide. It's spelled D as in David, E as in Edward, M as in Mary, O as in Oscar, side, democide, which means killing, the government killing unarmed and unconscious, and killing people just for the sake of killing them. And people, you should look this up. Even on Wikipedia, it says that democide is the intentional killing of unarmed or disarmed persons by government agents acting in their authoritative capacity and pursuant to government policy or high command. High command such as Fauci, the CDC, the NIH, hospital organizations, CEOs of companies, military commanders who are killing people with these injections that have at least 40 different ways that it can make you sick or kill you.
I looked it up. You're right. That's what it means. Good call. And by the way, before we go to the next caller, we got another caller coming, other calls coming through, but give us the address. A lot of people don't have computers, Dr. Sherry. They can't go online and send donations. Is there some way they can call and do that, or is there an address they can write and do that with?
Well, we receive a lot of checks, and we're really grateful for the checks. And the, you know, we get most of our checks, I would say, are around $100, but I'll tell you what, Pastor Wood, a lot of checks that are in, I got one that just made, that just melted my heart. It was a $5 check, and it came with a note that said, I'm an 84-year-old lady, I can't afford much, but I wanted to contribute. And I kept that
Amen.
Check because it reminded me of the story in the Bible where the Pharisees were saying bad things about the widow, and Jesus said,
right.
she only gave two mites, but she gave all she had. And that check has meant so much to me. And so people can, and we get checks every single day, and we're always grateful for them. And the place where you can send the check is 441 West Bagley, B-A-G-L-E-Y, B as in boy, A-G-L-E-Y, Road. And the box number is 316. And I'll come back to that in a
You're getting muffled again. Make sure this is right, Dr. Sherry. If I have it right, 441 West Bagley, B-A-G-L-E-Y Road, number 316. And the town again is what?
Berea. B as in boy, E-R-E-A. Berea,
all right.
Ohio. 44017.
Okay. Folks, I'll give it to you again. We'll get back the phone call. It's 441 West Bagley Road, number 316, Berea, B-E-R-E-A, Ohio, 44017. If you miss that, you can call Lisa tomorrow and get it. We'll be glad to give it to you. And so who should make check out to?
The Christian Revolution, thechristianrevolution.net. Just like
okay.
The website, thechristianrevolution.net is the name of the organization. That's actually the official name that's filed with the state of Ohio. It's thechristianrevolution.net. And I have to tell you this, Pastor Butch, this was kind of interesting. When I went to that's a UPS box, actually. And when I went to the UPS store to get the box number, and I have quite a few boxes there for various things. And so I filled out all the form and everything, and she went over to see what box was available. And she came back and filled it in, and it was 316. So
all
the first
right.
thing I could think of was John 316 and his entire blessing over our entire what we're trying to do. It just made me smile. So happy.
Good point. What a coincidence. Ha ha. Let's go to Paco in California. Paco, come on in. We're running out of time. Great on, Paco.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Butch, and may the Lord continue to bless you and also Dr. Tenpenny for all the
Thank
work you guys are doing. I just called, you know, to share with the doctor what the good Lord did for me and my wife, if you don't mind sharing with her what he did.
I don't mean to rush you. I don't mean to rush, Paco. We got out of the caller, but go ahead and try to get done here in about a minute or so if you can, okay? Thank you.
Okay. The Lord saved my wife. She went into the hospital with full-blown COVID pneumonia. She was only given 1% chance of survival. She was on the ventilator for 2 weeks, and she survived it after 27 days in the hospital. And the Lord saved me from catching COVID. And the doctors are still
Amen.
Scratching their head, and they don't know what to say other than that I have no fear. You know,
Amen.
Because I know the enemy that we're facing, and I know that how big the Lord is. And I just wanted to share, you know, with about this unique story that they've been keeping, you know, us away from the media because nobody wants to hear how the Lord had kept me safe from catching COVID. And I took care of my wife for 7 days before they admitted her. and I was in quarantine with my son, who also got sick. So I just want to give testify that the Lord is big and He is with us, and I'm with you, with both of you. That Pastor Butch, I'll be calling you tomorrow, and praise the Lord. Keep up the fight.
Okay, yeah, call me Thursday, not tomorrow, Thursday. Thanks for the call, appreciate it. All right, got one more call real quick. Let's go to Jim in Georgia. Jim, got about 1 minute. Come on in.
All right, can you hear me?
Sure can.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, can.
I sent you a copy of the flyer on this, your email. National strike against the COVID mandates, November 8th through 11th. If your boss is not mandating the vaccine, go to work and do a good job for him. If your boss is not mandating the vaccine, go to work and do a good job for him. If your boss is mandating the vaccine, you can strike one of those or all three of those days, November 8th and 9th, and November 8th through 11th, and you've got a flyer on it, Pastor.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And I'll see that it gets out. Thank you. All right, Dr. Sherry, down by 2 minutes. What do you want to say in closing?
I just want to say that the most important thing that anybody can do is it's more important than donating money. It's more important than trying to detox your body if you've made a bad decision and got the shot. It's more important than trying to protect yourself from getting sick. The most important thing that you need to do is to make sure that your life and your heart is right with God through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing else matters. Nothing.
Amen.
All the rest of these things are taking care of a temporal body that's only going to be here temporarily anyways, which you should take care of, but it's not the most important thing. And if you want to support the effort, you know, Pastor Butch has the mailing address where you can go to the, and you have to put the in there, thechristianrevolution.net. And give a donation, you know, read about it, pray about it, and if you donate, pass it on to others, because we are going to do good things for humanity.
Amen. Well, Dr. Sherry, I don't know what else I can add to what you said tonight. I mean, this has been phenomenal. And thank you. It's an honor to have you on tonight, and if you take time and talk to us. And I don't say that lightly. I truly mean that. Thank you for being with us and what you're doing. And if I can be any service to you, you know where we are.
I know, and I know how to catch you. I got a direct line to you.
Yeah, you do, actually. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. All right. Sweetheart, thank you so much.
You
we'll
so
be
much.
In touch again.
All right, and thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to your audience. I appreciate it very much.
Always an honor. Thank you, and I'll be talking real good, real soon. And folks, please call them and get the address, send a donation you can. And you tell everybody we said hello. Please, Dr. Jerry, tell me we said hello and thank what they're doing. And folks, we'll play a lot of time tomorrow night. We'll bring Elizabeth Good on, a lady who survived being a sex slave. You don't want to miss this. And folks, let's stand together in this battle. We need your help here. I'm not just saying that. We truly do. We love you and see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.